What is passion? Did he know that passion is one of the leading causes of success? Success in your work? Hello and welcome to another episode of The Pilgrim's Road. My name is Chris Gonzalez, and as you may know, my first episode was on creativity, and now I want to talk to you about passion. Passion and creativity go hand in hand. You could not be creative without passion. Really, man. Go talk to an actor and tell them, why are you so miserable doing this because you have to? No, man. These artists, these people that put up work for display, they're passionate about it. They're using their creativity and they're passionate about it. So, let's talk about the definition of passion. The definition of passion is a strong and barely uncontrollable emotion. That's the definition I agree with so much because it really does apply to me in my life, and I've seen it in many other people's lives. You've heard of the expression, do what you're passionate about in living. I hear that a lot, man. And frankly enough, people don't do that. People don't do it, and they're really stuck in the rat race of life. They're doing the same thing over and over today. Sometimes you may not even know, but there are thoughts and ideas that come to your mind, and sooner or later, you have a new passion. I have, for example, I have several passions in my life, several things I love to do, several things I'm passionate about. Some of the most obvious things in my life are movies. I'm very passionate about movies, music. I'm passionate about marriage. I'm passionate about different parts of life. But that's just some of the things I'm passionate about. But let me list off some of the most obvious things that people around the world are passionate about, in case you were confused and thinking like, what am I talking about? Because if you did not know, you are at least passionate about two things. Everybody is at least passionate about two things, and you probably don't know it. It's something that you just love it. You see it, you do it, and you just love it, and you're just passionate about doing it. And I'm talking about passionate in a positive way. I'm talking about you're passionate on positive things. I'm not talking about being passionate about killing someone. And you know, I just don't want to get you confused. But let me list some passions that people may have. You may be passionate about dogs. You just love dogs. You just love dogs more than a regular person sees a dog and like, oh, that's a cute little puppy. But you just love dogs. You can be passionate about cats. You can be passionate about politics. You can be passionate about clothing. You can be passionate about just hanging out with friends. I know some people like that. Like, that's what they love to do. Like, okay, let's go out. Let's go hang out. I want to go hang out with this dude. I want to hang out over here. Or you can just be passionate about travel. There's people that are passionate about traveling. People that are passionate about nature. I know people like that. One of my passions that I recently found out about, because you find out about these passions. It's not like I go to a store, I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy this passion. It's not like that, of course. But you find out about these passions. And one of the passions I found out about in my life is geography. All of a sudden, I'm really into geography. I like to know about different parts of the world, different countries, different states and cities. So, what I want to tell you, what's very important, and if anything you can get out of this recording that I'm doing, is this. You can use your passion for an effective world, for an effective work in this world. You can use your passion for an effective work in this world. You can make a change in someone else's life. You can inspire change by just doing what you're passionate about. Because let's go back to the definition. It's a strong and barely uncontrollable emotion. If you imagine you're doing that for a living. You are giving your all and best. If everybody was doing what they're passionate about, this world will be a different place, right? But this is what gets in the way. Is evil is one of the things that gets in the way. And also we're our own worst enemy. Let me talk about evil. There's evil in this world. You see a lot of shootings. You see things that are happening. You see people mistreating people and not loving people. I'm talking about evil in this world that was meant to be an oasis, an Eden made from God to us. I'm talking about evil in the way where we see it today. You maybe point fingers at other people and you're like, that person's an evil person. Well, let me tell you, this world is an evil world. And I'm not saying like, man, just stay in your house and because this world's evil. What I'm saying is, as people, we make choices. And you can make the choice to change someone's life. You can make that choice to not cut that person on the road and flip them off. Or you can make that choice not to talk back to that person. You can, instead, you should love that person. Because let me tell you this. Christ loves you so much that he died for you on the cross. So I think what gets in the way of us pursuing our passion is evil. Is evil that really tells us to go this direction instead of going the right direction. It's this world that says that outward beauty and enhancement to your body is the right way to go. That's the world that we live in today. That this is what's beautiful, not the inside of the person, not the person's heart, but this is beautiful. But let me tell you this, that's not beautiful. What's beautiful is the person's heart. Is that person pursuing their passion? Is that person being a change in this world? Being the light, being a light in this dark world? So evil is one of the things that gets in the way of passion. Another thing that gets in the way of passion is ourselves. We're our worst enemy. And let me tell you, there's people, I will address this. People do struggle with depression. People do struggle with insecurities and anxieties. But do you really, at the moment when you're doing your passion, are you really struggling with that? No, you're not. Sometimes these things come in mind throughout the days. But let me tell you this. If you're fully effectively doing your passion, there will be a change in your life. Of course, we're not perfect. Nobody is perfect. But we're our own worst enemies. We're the ones that tell us, I can't do it. How can you not do it if you never tried? I found that out in my life where I kept saying, I can't do it. I can't do it. Well, you can't do it because you don't try. You will never know something unless you try. This is what failure is when you give up. Failure is when you give up. Failure is not when you make a mistake or something happens. You may call it that failure, but really you're just learning because you are a human and you have to accept mistakes. But failure, you should be disappointed when you give up. Many times we're not called to do that passion. Maybe we're not really passionate about that, and maybe we just have to move on to something else. But you really have to know if that's true, because you will never know if you don't try it. And I really believe that many times in today's world, people do not realize that we are our own worst enemies. So I encourage you today to make the necessary steps to pursue your passion, make a living off of it. And if you don't make a living off of it and it's just like a hobby, then do it. Have that joy in life. Because let me tell you this, Christ gave you joy. Jesus Christ made you and created you to enjoy life in His presence, worshiping God. And if you don't know Jesus Christ today, I encourage you to know Jesus Christ, because there is peace in there. And if you know Jesus Christ, you are going to be have a passion to love Him and serve Him. And it's going to be a very peaceful passion that you will have. So if you don't know Jesus Christ, just make that simple prayer right now, because He hears you right now in your heart. You accept Him and you accept Jesus Christ into your heart. You ask Him, Jesus, come into my heart. I want to be a new person. I acknowledge I'm a sinner and I can't live without You. And you will be in God's presence. You will now have eternal life. And you will now be able to fully recognize your passion and really express it throughout your life. So until next time, this was The Pilgrim's Road. Stay focused on your journey.